안녕하십니까?
Hello, everyone.
예, 성락교회 성락 선교센터의 이기태
I am Pastor Gi-tae Lee from Sonam Mission Center of Sonak Church. It is a pleasure to meet you all.
오늘 여러분이 읽으신 이 말씀은
The scripture you read today was Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to 3. And here we saw the name Abraham.
등장합니다. 이 아브라함이라는 이름.
Abraham is a name that a number of religions call him commonly.
부르는 이름입니다. 그들이 자기 신앙의
They regard him as the ancestor of their faith. These religions include Judaism, who regards Abraham as the forefather of faith.
이슬람교
Muslims also consider Abraham as their forefather of faith. Christians to regard Abraham to be their forefather of faith. Even the Catholics regard Abraham as their forefather of faith. Isn't that odd? The name Abraham is called on by so many nations and people over the world. And he is looked up to and esteemed as an important figure. The words we have just read were fulfilled. It was said, Get out of your country, from your family and from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. Those very words came to fulfillment. Through the Bible, and through Jesus Christ, whom God sent, we came to know about God's secret. The reason we were able to establish such a close relationship with God was because we received grace through Jesus Christ. In other words, the covenant which God had made with Abraham was also fulfilled upon us. Hence, this is not a matter we can take lightly. It is important for us to take a close look at this figure called Abraham. Who is he that so many people around the world esteem him so highly? But what I want to talk to you about today is not the person himself, but about the God who made that covenant with that person. He is the one we needed to pay attention to. There are many gods in this world. Thus, even people who do not believe in Jesus know this. Some people are very close to certain gods. However, the question is, which of those gods do I want to be close to? This is a very important issue. We all know that it's important to make a good friends. Your life is significantly influenced by what type of friends you make. To give you an example, there was a person who was migrating to the U.S. He didn't know a lot about the U.S. When he arrived in the U.S., a friend came to greet him at the airport. What did that friend do for a job? In many cases, the migrating person's job will be determined by what his friend does, because that is what he gets to see first and hear about first. If a friend has a dry cleaning business, it is likely that the person will also start a dry cleaning business because he learns from his friend. Similarly, my life will be determined by which God I become acquainted with. If I become acquainted and stay close to an accursed God, I will also become accursed. If I have close relationship with a sick God, I will also become sick. If I become close to a God with cancer, I may also get cancer. And if I stick close to a God that failed, I too will become a failure. That is why it is beneficial for you to become closely acquainted with the God that is successful, the God with power, the God that is good and blessed. And this God that made a covenant with Abraham is the God that we would like to introduce you to. He is the God that we have fellowship with in our church and in the Christian churches. The God that appeared to Abraham and revealed himself is different from the other gods. As you have just been told, the promise that was made to Abraham 4,000 years ago is also fulfilled in us today. And we also get to witness even today how the name Abraham has become great. Our God has the power to give that promise without change over those 4,000 years. Think about whether there is another God like him. Have you heard of a God in this world that says to a person, I will bless you and your descendants for many generations for 1 to 3,000 years? But this God that appeared to Abraham made a covenant with him 4,000 years ago, and the covenant is being fulfilled even to us in this present time. He truly is a God of great power. And we have come to know that this God has dominion over life. The one you are trying to believe in by coming to church is Jesus. But this Jesus died. He died at the hands of man. He shed his blood on the cross and died. But God raised him to life. We believe that he is the God that has dominion over life. And he is able to take it from nothing to use as though it was. For example, the senior overseer had an experience a long time ago. He prayed for a dying patient with lung cancer, and the patient was completely healed. He was made well again. He was even able to run in a race like a healthy person. So he believed that his lung was completely healed. But later on, he went to get an x-ray. And do you think his lung came out normal in the x-ray? In the x-ray, his lung appeared the same as before when he had cancer. It was as though his lung wasn't functioning at all. But this person was breathing at the time. He was healthy for some years after that. God is able to use what is not as if it was. Unfortunately, after seeing his x-ray images, this person started to think, oh, I don't have any lungs. That means I can't breathe. And his condition worsened. Thus, our faith is not about looking at the physical circumstances we can see, but to know who our God is. It is about accepting what the God that I fellowship with does for me. Truly, our God is the one that we cannot find in this world. He appeared to Abraham 4,000 years ago and said, I will make you a blessing. And now 4,000 years later, we are witnessing that the promise. This very God is coming to you to establish a covenant. Our faith life is about establishing a covenant with God. This is why it's crucial to carefully examine who this God is. When we purchase insurance, we read the fine print in the contract, don't we? Otherwise, we may take out this insurance thinking it's entirely advantageous, only to discover later that there were unfavorable conditions in the fine print. Once you find out, it's too late to terminate the contract, and you end up losing all the payments you have made. That's why we must carefully read all the terms and conditions and only sign the contract when we're certain it's in our favor.
In the same way, 그냥 내가 한번 가보자.
You cannot continue going to church just with the thought, okay, I will give it a try and go to church. At first, you may come by following a friend. But you have to now pay attention to this God that wants to have a close relationship with you and build a covenant with you and understand who he is. Since you are going to establish a covenant with him, you will have to enjoy what he gives you, and at the same time, you have your rightful duties to perform before him. And that is what you needed to examine carefully. When he made a covenant with Abraham, there were conditions applying to both parties. What God demanded of Abraham was this: get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house to land that I will show you. It was what God had demanded of Abraham: your country, family, and your father's house. Your country refers to land he was living in, the place he is very acquainted with, the land on which he farmed. Family means family and relatives that he is closest to, those that protect him, those that will lend a hand when he's without money or food. And the father's house means his lineage, his family tradition and culture. In making any decisions, he would follow what his father would have taught him. So it meant to depart from all these traditions and customs that he was used to and the security he had, to go to a land that I will show you. In other words, he was taught to follow the instructions of this God. Hence, when we come to have faith and build this covenant with God, it means we are no longer going to live according to our desires, but follow God's guidance. When you come to church and set your heart to believe in God, it does mean that you will still live according to your will and just receive help from God. It means you will follow and do what God instructs you to do. Then God promises to make you happy and blessed. For furthermore, many people will be blessed through you. So, we can see there are obligations for both parties. This God will bless us, make our names great, and all peoples on earth will be blessed through us. But for that, we will have to listen to God's instructions and no longer rely on knowledge we have and what we used to put our trust in. It is about doing as this God tells us. For this reason, Christians live differently than the way that people in this world live generally. There are many differences, but in the end, they bring us peace. For example, let's say that someone in your family has some problems, like they can't find a job. Unbelievers in this situation would be very worried. They worry that they may never find a job, and therefore can't get married and even start to worry about their future when they are old. Because they worry about these things ahead of time, they look for some solution and they seek their friends or relatives for help. They look for ways that are familiar to them. In doing so, they might start a business that fails badly and face even worse problems. However, for us Christians, when a problem arises, we do not seek ways to solve it on our own. Instead, we follow God's guidance. We endeavor to do what God instructs us to do. So we pray according to the way God has revealed to us. We also seek what it is that God desires through the Bible, which we then obey. And when we do that, we experience great miracles, wonders, and marvelous things. You will hear a lot about these things from the helpers that are around you and from our church members. There are many incredible experiences, whether big or small. As long as you draw closer to this God and follow Him, He will treat you in this way. Since we needed to establish a covenant, we would need to carefully examine who this God is. It must not be that you still don't know this God even after coming for so many weeks, or if you are just coming because you like the atmosphere. You needed to discover and come to know who this God is gradually. You won't be able to know everything at once. You have to gradually know more about Him. For this, you will need to read the Bible. And if you come across anything you don't understand, you needed to ask a question so that you can quickly come to know who this God is. If you look at only a section of the Bible, it can bring about misunderstandings about God. So there is a way to look at the Bible, and I will be teaching you about the way to read the Bible. You will get to know this God through the Bible, and in doing so, you will be able to experience Him personally. Then, you will witness miraculous and wonderful experiences, and you will start to feel like your life is worth living again. No matter how difficult things become, the joy in your heart will never disappear, and you will experience truly amazing and miraculous things that unbelievers in the world cannot experience. And this is all thanks to our God. And this is Him who we call our God. God, I want to establish a covenant with you. And I will keep that covenant. Thus, please be my God. I will follow you. Fulfill your promises unto me. I bless you in Jesus' name that you will come to have this heart. I will pray. God our Father, though they may not yet know God very well, may they accept God's invitation to live a life with you, God. We pray for all the souls who are here, for you have called them. Help them from now on so that they may know who God is more deeply and widely. Also, help their helpers, and may these souls become God's people who know God and establish a covenant with Him to forever abide with God and help them to become God's children who share in all of God's glory. Please help us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.